It was Oaks and Lisbon American Legion baseball last night from Lisbon, and what a game it was. We'll start the recap early on. Both teams went through back-to-back scoreless innings in the first, as Oaks starter Brady McKenna was good, and as was Lisbon starter Simon Sveim. Lisbon threatened in the second inning. They had two on, but Brady McKenna did a good job to work out of it.
Two strikes. Curveball got him looking. Rasmussen flinched for the final out of the inning, and McKenna does a good job to work around the back-to-back leadoff singles.
Oaks, on the other hand, their lineup, they had base runners on through the first three innings, but failed to score. In the fourth inning, they had a leadoff single from Isaiah Holscher. He would reach third base, but that's as far as he made it.
And it's Connor Schall, first pitch swinging. Grounds one to the left side. Another chance for Schultz at short. Long throw, got him. And the inning is over.
Finally, after three and a half scoreless innings to begin the ballgame, Lisbon would strike first. A leadoff single from Avery Dick. He came in to score on a wild pitch.
1-1. Drops that in the dirt, gets away from Sell. Dick coming in to score, and he's upstanding. And Lisbon on top, 1-0.
Trailing by one, Oaks' lineup kept putting runners on base, but they were having all sorts of difficulties to score. Through the first five innings, Oaks stranded seven base runners and finally broke through in the sixth innings on one of the weirdest bunts you will ever see from catcher Logan Sell.
Another swinging bunt down the first baseline, rolling, and that's going to come all the way back in fair. One run's in. Here comes Meyer. Two runs are in. Oaks leads. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? A swinging bunt down the first baseline. It was foul. So the first baseman, Parker Runk, just pretty much overran it, didn't think anything of it, and it rolled all the way back fair.
Oaks grabbed their first lead of the night in the sixth inning, but it didn't last for long. Bottom of the sixth came around, and Lisbon jumped all over Brady McKenna. They recorded four straight hits, and it was capped off by a two-run single from Parker Runk.
Infield comes in a one-run ball game. Runners at second and third. Pitch to Parker Runk. He lines that one into the gap, and that's going to plate at least one. We're tied. Trotting around third is Dick. He's going to score standing up. And Lisbon right back on top, a two-run single for Parker Runk.
So we went back and forth over the last handful of innings. It was tremendous baseball. Then in the seventh inning, J.D. Gebhardt was hit by a pitch to lead things off. Then Isaiah Holscher was hit by another pitch, so there were two on. A pop-out to Tyler Voigtman, and then Brady McKenna stepped up looking to tie the game with one out.
From the stretch, Sveim delivers. McKenna rifles one back up the middle, and that's a base hit. They're going to wave Myers. The ball got away from the center fielder. Myers in to score. Here comes Holscher. The relay to the plate is in time, and they cut down the go-ahead run.
The good news is we were tied. The bad news, the go-ahead run and potential winning run was cut down. Going to the bottom of the seventh inning, Garrett Meal was the new pitcher, and he was great. He allowed just a one base runner in the seventh, but worked out of danger with no runs allowed. Then in the eighth inning, as we went to extras, Logan Sell began the inning with a hustle double. Then it was a single from Howie Neustadt. Then Garrett Meal popped out. Howie Neustadt stole a base. We had runners at second and third, one away, and Alex Nelson delivered the go-ahead run.
Two in scoring position, 1-1, line into left field. Gonna be caught. Sell's gonna tag. Throw comes in. It's up the line. It's a sacrifice fly and an RBI. And Oaks is on top, 4-3 in the eighth.
With Oaks up one, going to the bottom half of the eighth, Garrett Meal went 1-2-3 on the mound, collects the win, and Oaks hangs on in a back-and-forth affair. Final score, 4-3, post 36 victorious. Next time out will be Tuesday, a doubleheader against the Fargo Comets.